The moment you've all been waiting for.
You what? No,
really. Well, that hit the spot.
Hey guys, we are back with the Gosscast. Myself, Alexandra Ryan, and editor Kendra Becker.
Hello.
It's been a while, but we're fully back. And
we're back.
If you want to see what we look like, we've recorded this in the amazing Tall Tales podcast studios in Dublin. So you can pop on our YouTube channel and on our socials and take a little gawk if you want to watch this rather than listen to it. But we are really excited to let you know that the Gosscast is now brought to you by Irish-owned CBD company Greenheart CBD. We've worked with these guys before. They're amazing. So the company was started by Paul Walsh and Mark Canavan. The brand has already become a huge hit, even getting a mention in Vogue magazine.
Right.
And obviously on Gosstly. So extremely, extremely high. It's up there. You can log on to Greenheart CBD right now. So it's greenheartcbd.ie, where you can choose from the highest quality CBD oils, which are all homogenized in the most natural and chemical free method with full traceability from seed to shelf. Love that. Plus, they have an amazing Black Friday sale on their site right now with 50% off products. So make sure to check that out. And while they can't make any medical claims, important to say, as CBD oil is considered a food supplement, but many have used CBD oil to treat and help with issues like anxiety and depression, including X Factor's Mary Byrne. She's chatted about it before. We have an article up on the site about it, actually. But for more information about CBD oils and the projects in which Greenheart CBD are working on, you can visit their website. So that's greenheartcbd.ie. Right, so as we start the podcast, we haven't been on since.
We're a little bit rusty.
We're
a little bit rusty.
What actually happened was I had my exams in June, my law exams, first year exams. I did extremely well, I won't lie. I'm like, woo!
Well done.
Because it was
well
so done. Hard. It was so hard. But right after that, we took a break around that time and then Love Island started.
It really, that was why we That's where really we took been. A break. Because once Love Island starts in Goss HQ, literally
Goodbye.
Everything else
Goodbye.
Just
yeah.
falls by the way.
And then, it was just, I feel like we've just been catching up with ourselves. We literally haven't had time to get into the studio, but it's so
and
good to be back.
Before, when we were recording the podcast over Zoom for like a year.
I know, it's so crazy.
Which is wild.
So the last podcast was in July and it was with Rebecca Gormley from Love Island, which I did on Zoom because obviously purposely.
Yeah.
But to think that me and you like weren't vaccinated, we're living apart, we're like not seeing each other on a weekly basis and then had to do these podcasts. It was kind of our only way to like keep connected because we weren't seeing each other.
Yeah, and like it's just so nice to actually record in a studio now because like there's so many issues when it comes to Zoom, like... Dear God.
And the quality ain't great.
The quality ain't great.
So
but like the amount of issues you would have on Zoom. Like I remember, when was it? It was actually, the last thing I really recorded over Zoom was that interview I did with Toby from Love Island.
Oh yeah, that was so good.
And it was
Love
in
Tobes.
Like August, I think. And it was like right off the back of Love Island. So like, I think it was an interview with Boohoo or something like that. So he would have been doing like 30 interviews in a day. And he was obviously over Zoom and I was at my home house, in my family house. And you know the way like when you're in your family house, there's like so much noise everywhere.
Oh my God.
And I remember before I did the interview, because like you've no time to be like, oh, Toby, we actually record that again.
Yeah.
Like
you
it's
have to just go.
You just do it.
Yeah.
So I went downstairs right before it and I was like, look, everyone just be quiet, like try and like, you know, not
Toby's
make any noise.
On the call.
Like Toby. And then I went upstairs to do it and then I hear the lawnmower going on. Outside. I was like, what? So I went outside. My dad was there mowing the lawn. I was like, Dad,
you're like Toby.
Can you not do that right now?
I was like, Toby,
you literally picked the noisiest apparatus. Sorry. I was like, Dad, please. So then, eventually got it done.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to leave Zoom in the past.
I know. I feel like it's not so much in the past, though. I mean, it is for the podcast, but in general, for meetings, we're still there. And also, if anyone's watching this, we did not plan this coordination of the black outfits and the gold jewelry. Like everyone keeps saying we're morphing into each other and we're like, no, we're not.
No,
and
we're not.
Like, actually,
we did not plan this.
Slightly are. But there's so much before we delve deep into the topics. We wanted to do general catch up stuff. So
how have you been?
Yeah.
All right.
How are you? Like,
since we last recorded, I moved apartment.
Woo.
I went on holiday, which is great.
Yeah.
Wish I was on holiday now.
I know.
You
had two holidays since the podcast, did you? Was Ibiza?
It was right just on Ibiza, yeah.
And then Paris.
Oh yeah, we're just back
wow.
from Paris.
You're like, who was I in Paris with? No
we're
one important.
Just back. Wow. So in case you didn't see from Ali Ryan's 35,000 Instagram posts,
we were in Paris.
It was so good though, wasn't
was
it?
Was it your birthday?
Yeah, no, I didn't mention it, but yes, it was my birthday.
I think it was your birthday.
Wasn't it so nice just to get, like, I know you'd been to Ibiza as well, but like just to get on a plane and get the fuck out of here.
I know.
Like, it was the most amazing, terrifying feeling. I was kind of scared. And on the way back from Paris, we got stuck in the most almighty queue of all time.
It was horrendous.
And I was like worried coming back, but then we were grand. But like, it was so nice just to be somewhere else, like breathe air from another city in another country. It was just, I miss travel so much. Out of everything that locked in, like, I don't miss the clubs, I don't miss socializing, I miss travel. That's like my thing. So it was so nice just to like be there. And we did so much.
Oh,
in
so
such little time.
We came back and we were exhausted. Well, like, to do with the whole airport thing. So we got up, our flight was really early in the morning. And we went to the airport straight. We hadn't even a sip of coffee. Not even a sip of water.
That's where the first mistake. That's the first mistake. We were like, will we grab coffee en route? No, we'll have time. We'll have like breakfast in Charles de Gaulle.
I remember we were both in like the worst moods ever, like standing in the line. And I remember my bag fell over and like knocked the person. Someone. I was like, oh my God, so sorry.
And someone was like, excuse me, madame. And it was like really nice, asking me a question. I was like, I don't speak French. I was just so angry.
I actually turned to Ali afterwards. I was like, oh my God, you're such
a bitch. I was in the worst mood. And we were in this queue for so long. And I was like, will I get us a McDonald's?
Yeah.
And we were like, we won't risk it. Cut to 4 hours later, we were like, I should have got the McDonald's. And we got a McDonald's and we landed.
When we landed. But it was literally like 6 hours later.
Yeah, that was horrendous. It's funny, you forget the downside to travel.
Yeah.
Like, we missed it so much, but like things like that happen all the time. Yeah. Missed flights, canceled flights, queues. And do you remember people were popping off in the queue?
Oh,
like
there God,
was
people
and we're all screaming in French. And I was just like, ah.
It was
I kept hearing tout le monde, and I was like, look, Kendra, they're telling everyone that everyone's flight's late. And you were like, okay.
You kept saying that because I was kind of like, we're going to miss our flight, because I'm the type of person, when I travel, like, I go to the airport like 3 hours early. I'm that kind of girl.
We were 2 hours before our flight when we got there.
But like, I just hate being late for flights, that kind of thing. And we were still in this queue and our plane was like meant to be taking off. And I was like, right, we've missed it. But I kept checking the thing and it was like still boarding. We were like,
was my like weirdly calm though? I have this weird.
I was just about to say that you were just like standing there.
I was like.
And I was like, we're fully missing our flight. Like, and you were like,
will be. And I also just felt we weren't gonna miss it, even though we were an hour over the flight time. I was like, we haven't.
We were a full
hour. My weird instinct, like, my sister's dog went missing recently just for like a night, and everyone was really upset, and everyone was out looking for him, and I was like, he's not dead. I've turned into this weird psychic. I'm just like,
Ali literally thinks
it's fine.
She can tell the future.
I mean, I have.
You have.
We didn't miss the flight, but he came home safe. You know, it's just, but I, you know what I also think as well? I just think with everything that's happened in the last 2 years, it's like, what's the point in worrying about the unknown? There's no point being in that queue and crying or like stressing out. If we miss it, we miss it. Like, you know, it's been such a stressful 2 years. I couldn't be arsed getting more anxiety or more worry about stuff. So it's just like, whatever happens, happens. And I also was like, if we miss it, there'll be another flight.
Yeah,
I did think that too, but we didn't miss it.
But no, one of the things you said, actually, you were like, look, if we miss it, like, we can just go get McDonald's. It always comes back to McDonald's
with me. Maybe that's why I was so calm. I was like, look, there's sweet and sour sauce at the end of this. Like, I was just thinking that in my mind.
Yeah,
but for anyone who's looking to go to Paris, definitely have a look at our
we just painted a terrible picture of there.
Well, don't go to Charles de Gaulle. No, at least in the home, we were like, we're never flying there again. We definitely will. We obviously definitely will. But if you're looking to go, definitely go Disneyland Paris. It's amazing.
So
and
fun.
There was a few, I think I need to make a highlights on my Instagram, because there was some cool restaurants we went to, including the night of my birthday, and we went to the viewing point of the Eiffel Tower and took some nice pics.
Yeah,
it was so fun. I had an itinerary like printed out with a little Eiffel Tower in it, like, who would I become?
Actually did, she emailed it to me in advance,
but then I spelled Kendra's name wrong on the booking. It was Kendra Backer.
She like, sorry, I've known this woman for 7 years.
Backer.
She spelled my name Kendra Backer.
It was, I was an like accident. I didn't think that your name was Backer. I know. Imagine this whole time. I was like,
imagine,
oh,
you were
God.
I'm like checking, I'm having an identity crisis, being like, is my name Kendra Backer?
Oh my God. And then we got to the airport and they're like, man, there's a problem with your passport. I was like, it's just one letter.
Yeah,
there was drama, but I apologize for that.
other than Paris, on a slightly more serious note, I'm just like, what's happened since the last time? Obviously, I did my intimate image abuse campaign.
Yeah.
Mad. That was another reason why we weren't doing the podcast, because all of that was going on in the background.
Yeah.
But that was just, I feel like that was 17 years ago.
I know.
It was just so intense. So glad I did it, though. Like, it was incredible. Like, when I was first approached by the Department of Justice, I was meant to only be kind of helping them. And then in the end, it was like becoming the face of the campaign and doing the press conference. Like, you were there all the way through. It was just so intense, the whole thing. But it was amazing. And the response has been so good. And the week I launched the new service where you can actually report the crime, called Hotline, literally like the next 2 days after, someone from the Department of Justice was like, oh, like, there's already been complaints made, there's already been images taken down. I was like, yeah, so worth it.
Yeah.
So that was probably like the most important thing I've done this year. I thought it earlier well, in the year, it was doing my exams.
In your life, probably. But you always said that, though, like, if you doing that, because it was such a big thing for you to even agree to do, because you're massively putting yourself out there.
So scary.
You were like, if this helps one person.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's worth
it. That's the thing, because the whole thing was almost re-traumatizing, which sounds really bad. Mm. But, like, I had obviously told my story. God, it was December last year. So we're really coming up to the anniversary of that, like, the 27th of December. And I had, like, worked myself up. I had written it probably like 3 months before, so all of that was planned and prepared. This felt so different because it was just like, I had no idea what questions the media were going to ask. I didn't know who was going to be at the press conference. I didn't know any of that, so I was like really concerned about it. Like, on the lead up, I was like, God, is this going to come across okay? What are people going to think? What are people going to ask? But yeah, I did keep, every time I had a moment of doubt, I was like, if one person sees it though and they like report it, because that's the biggest thing with this crime of intimate image abuse, is that like so many people, I think up until this year, just didn't even know that you could report it, because it only became illegal in January.
Yeah.
Which is so, so scary. But people definitely didn't know how to report it, that they could report it. So if anyone's listening that's like been affected by this, or a friend has, or anything like that, it is illegal now to, this is the part that I love that I think people don't even get. It's not just recording someone, it's sharing it. So like, if you forward something on WhatsApp, you could go to prison now, which wasn't there before. If you send something as a joke, it's like, not to intimidate someone, it will be taken as intimidation and you can go to jail. Like, it's so serious now. And I think a lot of people, I'm hoping a lot of people have just realized they shouldn't do that. They shouldn't, because like, I think everyone has been sent something on Twitter, Facebook. Like, I obviously haven't in a really long time, but definitely years ago I would have been forwarded something and I wouldn't open. I'm just like, that's so stupid. But I would never have stopped and thought, I need to report this, like, I need to do something. And I just think that's the main message now, that if you get something and it's a girl and you think it's kind of funny and you're just like, oh, stay to her, she's a slapper, or can't believe she had sex with that guy, you need to just really stop yourself and be like, no, that girl is actually now a victim of a crime. And if I don't stop this, this video could go everywhere. This photograph could go everywhere, and, you know, can lead to suicidal tendencies, depression. Like, there's just, there's so many, I suppose, deep, deep, deep consequences from this crime that I just think people don't get. Yeah. And that's why I was like, I need to come out and actually talk about it. So yeah, I'm actually still exhausted from all that. Even just thinking about it, I'm like, I can't believe that happened this year. That was such a crazy time. But yeah, no, definitely probably in my life is probably the biggest thing that I've done. Even 100%. Trying to work with the Department of Justice, like, that was just a dream come true. When you compare it to when this all happened, which was 6 years ago, I definitely didn't think I'd be standing up in government buildings, you know, in an Irish Times article saying that, like, I'm lucky to be alive. Like, I just never thought that was going to happen. It was such a weird moment. It probably still hasn't, like,
really
hit me. No, not yet. I don't think so. I still get messages all the time from people. And, like, people who are saying that, like, they've been through it, I always reply to them. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And, like, trying to help them. But anyone who's like, you're so amazing, blah, 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 I'm like, ah! I just, like, don't even like reading the messages. I'm like, this is just too weird. I just find the whole thing strange. I'm glad I did it, but I'm just like, it's odd.
Because you're in it, though, and you're the one that has gone through the whole thing.
Yeah.
That you kind of find it hard to disassociate yourself from the whole thing and look at it that way. But, like, you're such a different person to who you were when you even told me the whole story all those years ago.
Yeah.
Like, in confidence, obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's mad as someone who's, like, been alongside you through
to see the difference
a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
It is weird. But that's the thing. Thank you. I don't think people know the effect it has on people unless you know someone who's been through it.
Yeah,
that's exactly. The craziest thing about it. But yeah, that was a mad, mad whirlwind. But yeah, that's what I've been up to. It's like, why has the podcast happened on? I've been busy trying to change the world.
Okay? I love how I was like, I moved department and went on holiday,
and you're like, I did a series. I worked with the government. Yeah. But other than our personal lives, loads and loads has happened
so much
in the world of showbiz. And also I wanted to give a quick mention in our little catch-up segment to the James Bond movie, because it's the first time we went back to the cinema.
Yeah.
And I was so hypercritical of the Bond franchise. I always have been. And especially, I just don't like Daniel Craig. I've never liked him. And we literally bawled.
I bawled my eyes out.
The last time we cried like that in the cinema was for A Star Is Born.
Never forget the tears.
Just like we couldn't even speak. There were so many tears rolling down. But I felt like with Bond, I just totally got why they waited. I totally understood it all. And literally, I felt like every moment I was like, I just loved it so much.
So, so good. Yeah, and it was a really good premiere as well, like the way they had it all done up and everything. And yeah, it was obviously both our first time back in the cinema after the pandemic. Well, in the midst of the pandemic.
It's not over. Yeah, the House of Gucci premiere tonight. Neither of us can go. Very sad times. But that's
Lauren Conrad tear is falling down.
One single. And a Cheryl Cole, you know, her X Factor tears. The slight tear. But that's the other movie I do want to see though. I would go see that 100%.
Yeah.
I think that's
we should organize our own thing to go and see that.
Yeah, we'll do because a little premiere.
Yeah.
But right, let's get into it. First topic, we cannot do the Gosscast without mentioning this new romance. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. I feel like anyone in the world, you're the least surprised that this actually happened.
I just love this.
You're a Pete fan.
I am a Pete Davidson stan. I have been for years before it was cool.
Before Ariana.
Because okay. I actually was first introduced to him.
Not personally.
I'm actually best friends.
Oh my God.
No, not personally. But he was
imagine
one of the comedians.
Exclusive about your own romance.
Oh my God, wow. He was one of the comedians on Justin Bieber's roast. You know the way Comedy Central do those
roasts? I've never seen his roast, though.
He was one of the comedians, and it was like years ago. He's really young at the time. I think he had just started on SNL. And I was like, oh my God, he's gas. So...
I've been a fan for a long time. Yeah. It's just, it's mad. Like what? Okay. Everyone has talked about the BDE. Like there's big dick energy there, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying
Ariana Grande started that.
Like Ariana started that. I think we all know it to be true. Let's just believe that. I think that is what it is. But the thing that I always, like, I'm just looking through some people he's playing with, right? So he was engaged to Ariana Grande. Love her. Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Absolute right. Margaret Qualley, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And then also Phoebe Denver, the lead in Bridgerton. And Kim is obsessed with Bridgerton. So that's a weird mixture. I'm like, was
he was with Kaya Gerber as well.
Kaya Gerber. And I'm like, the only thing is, now I'm one to talk about this, but I'm just like, is he not so severely, clearly from the outside looking in, troubled? Like,
but don't we all love trouble?
I know, I'm like, I'm one to talk, but you know, when you look at some of the people he went out with, like Ariana was quite young, Margaret, Kaya, but like, and Phoebe, she's new to the scene, but Kim.
I think, like, looking at this entire relationship, it goes back to my theory, which I've talked about before, is you can be laughed into bed.
You can be laughed into bed.
And it's a thing, though, with, like, male comedians. Joanne McNally was actually talking about this the other day on
her podcast.
Her and Vogue's podcast. I love their podcasts. That, like, male comedians, they do very well on, like,
in
the dating
bedroom.
In the bedroom, like, literally.
I think it's the most attractive thing about a guy is when they make me laugh. Like, I could be in a date with a really good looking guy, and if I'm not like giggling or like finding it hard to like not stop laughing, I'm a bit bored.
Goodbye.
Even like sarcasm, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be like a man walked across the street. Like it has to be like, it's more just like taking the piss and taking the piss out of me. I love that too. I'm just like all into that. Yeah. And it's real Irish humor. I do think Irish guys
like that. I'm not talking about dad jokes. Yeah. Like that kind of thing. No, like
I'm like you're so hot.
I think it just proves my theory that like you can be laughed into bed. And I think Kim, so obviously she filed for divorce from Kanye back in like February.
Yeah,
She's like single, ready to mingle. I think she's just having fun. And Pete's obviously gas.
I just love this is her first confirmed romance since Kanye. Because there was rumors about it. And the fact that it's Pete Davidson, it's just like, who could have called this? It's
so funny.
Now, I did put up a tweet the other day. I was like, me, I don't get the Pete Davidson thing. And then like the internet, it's a picture of him licking a lollipop. And I was like, okay. All right. Like, I get it.
Do you kind of get it?
I do think he's attractive. I think he's probably very, very funny. But if I was Kim, I would be extremely worried about his stand-up. Because like he always talks about Ariana. And like to a point where some Ariana fans have been like, he goes too far sometimes with how he jokes about it. Now with Kim,
I think she,
I'd say to even
gas.
Water one of her plants in the garden, you need to sign an NDA. So I'm sure he signed one. But like, let's say they break up and then he's like on stage and he's like, I dated a reality star, wink, wink. And like, this is what she was like in bed. Or we had this argument about her ex-husband. Like, there's just, things are going to come out about it. That's what would scare me. It's like dating Taylor Swift, who we'll talk about next. Like, I wouldn't want to date a Taylor or a Pete because I'm like, whatever happens here, I can't be guaranteed they're not going to discuss it in a public forum. And the Kardashians are such a private family in some ways. Like, I know they're so public, but like, there's a lot of shit they do not want out there. Like, there's a lot of things that have happened that we've never got real answers to. Like, the whole Jordan and Tristan thing, Larsa Pippen. Like, there's things that we don't know for a reason. And I'm like, when you bring outsiders in, will they start to talk about the stuff that we want to know, but they don't want us to know?
I don't know. I think Kim has proved that she's good at like taking the piss out of herself.
But she was really good on SNL, which is obviously where they
met.
And
she joked about like, she didn't really leave.
But they obviously wrote the script though.
Like, she even joked about bloody OJ Simpson. I was like,
oh, I know, it was awkward. Like, but it was funny when she was like, oh, my divorce. And then Kanye was like, I didn't see no divorce papers. I'd say he's watching this Pete Davidson being like, is this a joke? And then Pete
he's in on the whole thing.
No. Will he be dressing Pete next? No, but I also think as well that Pete has been very like openly slagging Kanye for a long time.
Yeah.
Like telling him to go back on his meds, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, is that a bit of a decision on Kim's part to go after Pete, knowing that he's publicly said things about Kanye? That would annoy me if I was Kanye now.
Yeah, I mean, like, do I think it's real, their actual romance right now? 80% of me thinks that it's real.
You're like, they're riding, but
20% of me is saying that it's a PR spin.
Really?
Yeah, because we obviously can't not mention the whole Astroworld Festival situation right now. And we
how many people have died so far?
10 people have died
from Travis Scott's gig.
Yeah. So if anyone hasn't heard about it, you probably have.
Yeah.
But there was a huge crowd surge at his festival. There was like 50,000 people at it. There was a huge crowd surge and 10 people have died. I think 8 people actually died there and then.
Yeah.
And then 2 more have died since. So that's been happening. That happened on like November 5th or something like
and
that.
And Kylie's actually gone completely incognito since then.
Yeah.
I do feel really sorry for her because she's obviously heavily pregnant and she was criticized for videoing the audience, but she obviously didn't know the people were being trampled to death in the crowd.
Yeah. But one thing we do know is that the Kardashians are good at a good PR spin. And I'm
and
like,
by the Kardashians, we mean Queen Kris Jenner.
Queen Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Like, the devil works hard, but
Kris Jenner works harder. Yeah.
I think this could be a way to distract people.
Mm.
But that is pure speculation, obviously.
It wouldn't surprise me.
But it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm worried for Kylie. I'm like, what's she going to do next? Like, how can she bring out a new lift kit or bring out something without there being... And it's not really fair because it's nothing to do with her. But like, I do think out of all the things that have happened, the DUIs, the sex tape, loads of things have happened, this is probably the darkest scandal for them in terms of their reputation. You know, like even the days after the tragedy, I've seen even since when Chloe talks about anything, people are like, people slammed Chloe for not talking about the victims. It's like they're now all attached to this really horrible, devastating situation.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they were like, right, let's throw Kim out there. Who we set her up with?
Pete Davidson is the perfect person because we all just know that he attracts headlines anyway.
And also when we're talking about the Kardashians, they're recording their Hulu series, which is obviously going to be the same as Keeping Up, I presume.
I don't know what way.
What's it
going to
be called?
I don't know.
Keeping down.
Keeping down.
Keeping down with the Kardashians. Because we have to talk about Kourtney and Travis. Like, I am such a stan. Like,
I love them.
I was a Blink 182 fan.
I was a huge Blink 182 fan.
Loved them. So I know, I've always known who Travis Scott is. I saw his reality show with his wife, Meet the Barkers. But I kind of forgotten about him. So when they started dating, I started watching interviews with him, and he's talked a lot about that plane crash he was in, you know, his friends died and all that.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, he comes across like the sweetest, like really normal. Because obviously when you see him, it's like all the tattoos. You would be a bit like, oh my God, what's he like? But he's so sweet, so calm. And I'm just such a stan that like Courtney got her happy ending at 42.
I know.
You know, because there's a lot of people. And like you look at Meghan Markle, she was like, what, 39 when her and Harry, 38 maybe?
Yeah.
When they met. It's just nice to see that some women like get there later. And I just love that for her. And I think out of all of the people, all the women in the family and Rob Kardashian too, like I feel like this is probably going to be the most stable relationship just from looking at them from a distance. It looks like they're just genuinely mad about each other.
Yeah. I think they're going to have a baby.
Remember she froze her eggs in the earlier series? It's just you would never have thought Courtney and Travis.
I know.
And like, how's Scott? Where he at?
I was just about to say
how's
that.
How's he doing?
Like, I feel so bad for him, but I'm also like,
you messed this up, man.
Yeah, you did it.
And he's been dating like 22-year-olds for the last couple of years. Sorry, 19-year-olds.
Yeah. Amelia Hamlin.
Amelia Hamlin. She was 19, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. She couldn't even get a drink. Like, do you know what I mean? They couldn't even go into it. Not that he's drinking anymore.
Well, that's a good thing for him.
But like, it's odd. It is odd. But anyway, I'm excited to see the Hulu series. But remember we said this before. Remember I had Perez Hilton on the podcast and he was saying that the stats, like the numbers for Keeping Up were actually like plummeting in the US. So we love it here. But I actually don't think it was like the number one show on E! Anymore.
Yeah.
And he said that, it's so funny that Perez knows about our shows. But he was like, oh, you know, TOWIE, they do it better because it's like every week. It's a reactive episode. So, you know, something happens on Friday.
It's more real time.
And then next Wednesday, we're talking about it. The thing that annoys you at the Hulu series already is like, it's still not out. So the engagement to Travis, Kim and Pete, all of that. We're going to hear about this probably in like a year when all of those things have like ended.
I think it's meant to come out in like January, though. So it is going to be closer.
A little bit closer.
Yeah, it is. And so Chloe, I think she was on Ellen like last month. And she said it as well. She was like, it'll be much more real time.
I want to hear a Blink 182 song as they're walking up to all the roses and the candles.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely love it. I'm a bit like, the PDA is so intense.
It is. Like, but I'm also just so delighted for them. I'm like,
I'm so delighted. Get it. And then the message that Scott sent Eunice. And no one likes Eunice as well. Her ex, like they kind of don't mention his name on the show, but they've said like a lot of people didn't like how he treated
her. Like Voldemort on the show. They never mention his name.
Like block, like boop. But like the fact that Scott would reach out to him and then him and Amelia broke up. But yeah, no, I would like to see Scott have his own little happy ever after, but I don't know. I think he really does love Courtney and wishes it worked out.
And it's just never gonna happen.
If you like it, you gotta put a ring on it. Scott. Yeah. Like if he went back
I think
in time.
In fairness though, he actually did try
later.
But he was like
a bit late after he smashed the mirror in Miami. Like if you look back on the actual trajectory of their relationship, like I do get why Courtney is such a bitch to him sometimes. Like he was horrendous.
Yeah.
At times.
And that's only the stuff we saw. Like imagine think what of the we stuff that we didn't see. I'd say it was like awful.
I'd say the amount of tapes Chris has on the editing floor now, she's probably like, burn that.
Oh my God,
burn that to hell. But yeah, there's always stuff going on with the Kardashians. Also, Khloe, what's happening there? Are her and Tristan back on or is that done?
I honestly could not tell you. And I'm actually just so sick because we've talked about them relentlessly on this bloody podcast.
You're sick of it.
So I'm vetoing their words.
Tristan and names. Chloe. Next week they'll be like Tristan's engaged name. With like pregnant with quadruplets. Yeah, so I'm like we can't speak about it. I've actually been told.
I am done with them.
Before we move on from Kim and Pete then, will it last or is this just a fling?
Ah, it's just a fling.
It's just a fling.
Yeah,
fling.
But I'm loving it. So I'm loving
I saw a meme the other day and it was like, Pete Davidson's going to date the Queen next. And I'm like, like he's like would that surprise like Meghan Markle's going to leave Prince Harry for him. I don't know, something's going to happen. And I'd be like,
oh my God, I would love that.
Pete would be like a royal.
He has superpowers.
I'm dying to see who the next person's gonna be. I'm sure he knows it too. When he's in his Skims pajamas, he's like, this is the one song. Like
he'll probably get with bloody Chris next.
No, actually I prefer that to Corey.
Corey Gamble will be like,
I'm not a fan of Corey now, to be honest.
No, I don't think many are.
But yeah, speaking of romances, the whole Taylor Swift, I can't wait to get into this. So Taylor Swift and Jake Gyllenhaal's romance is kind of come back into the light again. Yeah. Because she re-released Red, Taylor's version, which is fantastic. Like, I think the whole thing that happened with Scooter Braun is dreadful. Now, I have many opinions on this, though, because the more I've delved deep into this whole topic, the fact that she doesn't own her discography and all that sort of stuff is very normal. It's not a strange situation at all. It's just she personally is like, I don't want this to happen.
I think she had an issue with Scooter Braun anyway, so it just made it so much
worse.
Like,
her dad is involved in the deal and everything that took place. They weren't like surprised that it was happening. Like, she knew the whole time that Scooter was going to buy it, but she asked him not to. She asked if she owned it. So I understand her frustration, but I think basically my whole thought process behind this is I just think that, and there's been a lot of articles and written in depth about this, Taylor has kind of made a career out of being a victim. Like, it's always like, poor me. Like, I was dumped. I was cheated on. I was treated badly. My songs were taken off me, blah, blah. I'm not saying that she shouldn't feel victimized for those things. Like, some of those things are terrible. And I think what she's done with re-releasing her music is amazing. And like, it's already number one. So like, Scooter, if you think of the terms of like profits and stuff like that, Taylor's going to start making more money now because like, she's rewriting the reasons. But the reason I bring up the victimization thing is that I just think it's such bad form that the whole world is now hating on Jake Gyllenhaal. So like, just to break it down, because I know you have opinions on this too. They dated 12 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
12 years ago. They dated for 3 months.
Yeah.
Not 3 years. Weren't engaged or anything like that. And I just don't understand why she's hanging on to that anger. And she knows, because of what her fan community is like, she knows if she had added even one like grammar change or one like apostrophe to her lyrics, that someone was going to be like, oh my god, what's going on? So the fact that she added in full new sentences into All Too Well, like, she knew what she was doing. And people have been going on to Jake Gyllenhaal's Instagram, slamming him, putting up the red scarf emoji, and like, some of his pictures are like trying to get people out of jail. Like, they're really serious human, like, he's literally trying to protect people and he's doing all these amazing things, and Taylor fans are like quoting the lyrics to the song. And I'm like, why is she not coming out being like, guys, you can't treat someone like that?
It's a general issue with stan culture. I actually talked about it on the podcast before, and it's the same with like Justin Bieber's fans and everything. It's this toxic energy within the fandom or whatever, where if they feel that the person that they idolize
has been betrayed by someone,
yeah, they're literally attacking them in their social media comments, etc. There's a general problem with that.
In fairness to Justin, though, in terms of the whole Selena Hailey thing, he's come out loads of times and been like, guys, like, leave Hailey alone. Like, I don't see Taylor being like, guys. And the reason it frustrates me is when the Kim and Kanye stuff happened. Remember when Kim released the recording, the word snake was trending on Twitter.
And there, she said how much that affected
her. There was snake emojis in all of her comments. Why does she think it's okay? I'm not saying she controls her fans, but why is she not saying anything? It frustrates me that she does. Remember, she had that huge speech when she was she accepting a Grammy or some American Music Award? And she was like, they said I was too fat. They said I was like, I'm like, you go, girl, like, empower yourself. But how can you also make this your career where you're literally demonizing people on all of your albums? Like, we've all had bad exes. Like, I wouldn't go out and try to ruin their name and tarnish their name all the time. Like, and obviously she's re-recording all the albums. So we're going to have Harry Styles coming up. And I don't think Harry's going to be demonized because he's too many stans of his own. I think whatever she says about Harry,
and they're friendly now.
But John Mayer, I think, is going to get it really bad.
He already is. I think he posted a thing on his story. It was a while ago. And like, one of Taylor's fans had sent him a message, and he actually personally replied to them. It was just like, hey, like, I don't know why you're attacking me, but like, stop.
Calm down.
Kind of thing.
But like, you'd swear they like beat her up and threw her on the street and like cheated on her with 100 people. Like, none of her stories are actually that bad. They make great music, but the way her fans are treating them, it's as if they literally tried to murder her.
Yeah.
Like, they're just going too far. And like, I don't think it's fair.
It's the issue with stan culture. It's just
But
insane.
I think she knew what she was doing also. I do have a problem with how she's done all this. Like, was there a need to add new lyrics when she knows every single lyric is scrutinized?
This is the thing that people are talking about at the moment, because she did an interview on Jimmy Fallon or something the other day. And she basically said that all the lyrics that are in the 10-minute version of All Too Well are the lyrics she wrote 10 years ago. Which I don't believe because
she said now your lovers are the same age as mine.
Also, one of the lines, and she claims that it is the lyrics that she wrote 10 years ago.
I'm going to go get
one of the lines is, you know, the line, and it's like, he tossed me the car keys, fuck the patriarchy.
Yeah, I love that.
Do you think she wrote that in 2011?
No.
Fuck the patriarchy. Not. Was she saying that in 2011?
And I don't think so. I love also how people were like, I can't believe you had a keychain that said fuck the patriarchy. It's like, I don't think he actually had that keychain. It was like more of like a symbolism. I think it's
just, yeah.
I was like, some people just take things way too seriously.
But I find it hard to believe, and maybe she did, but I find it hard to believe that she was writing a lyric like that back in 2011 when she was 20
years
old.
But one of the ones, I'm just trying to get them up here, one of the new lyrics was said in it that, it was like, you said I was too young or whatever and nearly died, and then as I've grown older or whatever, your lovers have stayed the same age.
Yeah.
How would she know that back then? She was like,
yeah, it's something about the punchline and that it being...
Okay, so one second. I actually... I need to have a look. Yeah, because she added a few new lines. So yeah, and you were tossing me the car keys, fuck the patriarchy, keychain on the ground. We were always skipping town. And then he's gonna say it's love. You never called it what it was. So yeah. That was adding in that, like, he basically made out that they were in love. And she finally shared, like, really showed in the video that he didn't turn up for her 21st birthday. Yeah. Which is, like, again, not that great. And then the other article is... You call me up again. So that's like, we're never ever getting back together.
Mm-hmm.
So cruel in the name, being honest. You kept me like a secret. And then I just need to find this one part because this is what... Oh yeah, and the actress coming up to her in the bathroom. And then everyone was like, is it Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
I just think she knows by putting these things in that people are going to be like, oh my God, this is clearly about...
But people have always known that it was about Jake, though.
Oh, this is it here. Sorry. And I was never good at telling jokes, but the punchline goes, I'll get older, but your lovers stay my age. Yeah. So there's no way she wrote that back then. How would she have known that he would still be going out with women? Because his current girlfriend is Taylor's age.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it. Like, I read the lyrics, I'm like, oh my God, this is clearly about Jake, and it's about this, and it's cool. But then when you see the effect it's actually having, and his name is trending, and, like, it's just too far. It's not that I'm saying she shouldn't write lyrics about her life. That's what people do. But like with Adele, for example, right? Her new album is about Simon. We all know that's her ex-husband. But you couldn't say who any of the exes are from any of her other albums.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different when the ex is someone who's famous and whose reputation is literally on the line.
Yeah.
She literally had a tour called Reputation. Like, why does she think it's okay to demonize people? This is what I'm really starting to not like her. I just think it's weird.
With Adele as well, is like, Adele's obviously been promoting her new album and stuff, and she's been talking about Simon and being like, I still love him.
She's never been like, Jake's actually such a good guy. You know, I was really young when I wrote this. I was really upset. Like, obviously I have no bad feelings now, but like, it is what it is. Like, if she came out and said that, I feel like it would calm things down. Yeah. But I think she's still holding on to the grudge. And I'm like, girl, it was 12 years ago. I also love Jake Gyllenhaal, can I just say?
You fancy do the pants off him. So it's a part of the reason.
But if it was about anyone, actually, I saw a really funny meme on Twitter the other day. I don't know if you saw it. And it was like, I wonder how Ryan Reynolds is handling all this. And it was like, you know, that picture of him and Blake on the porch with her and Tom Hiddleston. And he's like, his eyes look dead. And then it cuts to another.
Because he's friends with Jake
Gyllenhaal. And then in the other photo, it's like him and Jake going for coffee. And then the third slide is the All Too Well video. And it's like, how is Ryan Reynolds doing? Like, did he ring Jake up and go, hey man,
he's like, sorry, do you have that red scarf?
Do you have
Taylor's
that scarf
for back?
And then someone today was like, there is no scarf, it's actually to symbolize her virginity. And I was like, which one is it?
No, I think there actually genuinely was a scarf.
Yeah, so do I.
Maggie Gyllenhaal was asked about it a few years ago on Watch What Happens Live, and she was like, listen, there could be a scarf.
But I just think, could you imagine being Maggie Gyllenhaal, like an Oscar nominated actress, being like, do you have shit? Taylor Swift's scarf? She's like,
you know what, I actually saw you. Do you follow Dumois?
No, I know it though. Yeah.
But they put up the other day that apparently someone has this scarf.
This is like, Jake's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tweeted like, about it going, I can't believe
it back.
No way, that's true. Who would hang on to a scarf for 12 years though? No, he actually tweeted it. I saw the tweet. Your mom was like, this sounds crazy, guys, but I actually think I have the scarf. That would sell for like 10 million.
Sorry, but like
on eBay,
this is gonna have a huge. We're gonna go into Penny's next week, and it'll just be all red scarves.
Yeah, the red scarf emoji is gas. Who decided to create that? Was that Apple?
You know, no, that's just been there. There's always been a red scarf emoji.
Taylor, but like, there's so many conspiracy theories. Did Taylor create that?
Who knows?
I just feel uncomfortable with it. Even though I enjoy dissecting the lyrics, it's just when you remember that Jake's actually a real person, and it's just when I went to his page and I could see that all his like humanitarian work and stuff was getting like blasted. I was like, okay, this is like really weird. And he was meant to do he did a red carpet like a week after, and he skipped media. It's just he didn't stab her, and it wasn't last year. It was like, I feel like whatever he does next, he could be doing something for climate change or save a child's life, and someone be like, why did you do that to Taylor?
Yeah,
it's gonna
I do think it is wrong, but like, God, she's a genius.
I know.
She's a marketing genius. Like, she's
already made money off these songs.
I know.
And now she's making even more money. Reinventing them.
And I remember before she was talking about how she felt like she lost control of her narrative and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But like, she's the biggest controller of her own narrative I've ever met in my life. Out of any celebrity I've ever seen, her team, like, they're probably listening to this. Like, honestly, her team scout through articles. Like, we've been contacted by them before, remember? Asking to change things on Goss. Like, this is why it just irks me a bit. I just think she made such a big deal over what happened with Kim and Kanye that it, like, ruined her life. It was so horrible. Yeah. I watched American Girl on Netflix. It was like, everyone hates me. But then she releases this and has no problem with every single person hating Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah. But like, this is the thing though, as she's re-recording these albums, it's gonna come back. But that's her like shtick or whatever
she does.
Is her writing about her past relationships. And I've seen, and I know you mentioned that earlier, where people are like, oh, they only dated for 3 months. But I still think you can go out with someone, especially if it's like a really intense relationship for 3 months. It does impact you.
Sure, I'm one to talk.
Yeah.
I know. But I would never, though, try and turn the whole world against them.
No, I know.
But think of that person from 2 years ago. That was only a couple of months. Imagine I like released an album all about him.
Yeah.
Like, you would be a bit like, Ali, calm down. Now, Adele, I think her first album wasn't that a 3 month or 2 month romance.
Yeah.
But we don't know who he is.
Yeah.
So I think that's what the difference is. Like, now there's things you could say where it's like, ah, Taylor doesn't really say it, but then there's Dear John. Like, that is literally her saying Dear John Mayer.
And like, then like Style.
And then Style.
Like,
but for some reason, Harry Styles stuff has never got the same dark reaction. I think it's just because he's so many stans. People know they were together, but it was such a fling type
and
thing.
And I also think...
Is that new I Knew You Were Trouble? Is that Harry?
No, that's...
That's Jake also.
I think that's also Jake.
God, Jake got
but
the
Harry
best songs.
Is Into the Woods, or Out of the Woods, sorry, and Style.
Back Into the Woods again.
Into the Woods is a terrible movie.
Oh, yeah.
Love. Wow. Yeah, that's Out of the Woods. But I think the difference between like the likes of Jake Gyllenhaal and Harry Styles is Harry Styles was like in his early 20s when they were going out, whereas Jake Gyllenhaal
with
was
Jake
like
and
in his late
with
20s.
John, it's like she makes it they took advantage of her.
Yeah.
But sorry, she knew their age as well. This is why I'm just a bit like, I don't know. I get what she's doing. And when it all first came out, I literally tweeted about it. I was like, this is amazing. I love that she's like directing this video and she's taking back ownership. But it's just kind of, I don't know. It's like it should be such a positive thing. But for me, it's a bit bittersweet because she's making all this money and getting this freedom back by demonizing someone else. And I just feel like for someone who's complained about being demonized herself, I just don't understand why she hasn't said something. Like, release the music, but say like what you're saying. Oh my God, it was so long ago.
Yeah.
No one should be attacking Jake. You know, he's actually grand. Like, it's fine. It's the fact that she sits back.
Yeah.
And she lets it happen.
Yeah, I don't think it would hurt for her to pop a little statement on her Instagram story being like,
yeah,
so glad you guys are enjoying the new version of the album, blah, blah. But just
leave
remember,
Jake alone.
This was written 10 years ago. 12. Like, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
She was like 20 when she wrote the stuff.
And also, if I was Joe Alwyn, her current bae, I'd be like, all right, will you get over it? Like, he obviously knows it's art.
But she's obviously making millions.
She's making millions. But yeah, there's just, I don't know. It's sitting with me uneasy. I think it's hard in general for women in the public eye who are victims of anything. So I don't want to be like, she's not a victim, because she is. Like, she's been through so many crap things. Same with Meghan Markle with all the attention she gets.
But it's just, I just find it strange that she doesn't mind. She doesn't seem to mind. So maybe she still hates him. And she's just like, you pop that scarf emoji on his Instagram because I literally hate him. And like, I wish we could just dial in Ryan Reynolds right now and be like, Ryan,
what's going
and
on?
And also like Blake Lively directed the video. Yeah. Like, is she not pals really good with Jake? Friends. Like, I know, but is she not pals with Jake too? Have they not been over for a dinner? Like,
clearly not.
They mustn't be.
I don't know.
And then do you see Ryan Reynolds' new movie on Netflix? What's it called? Red something.
Red Notice?
Red, yeah, and he was like, the day he launched it, he was like, so glad to say, I can't wait for Red Notice in brackets, Taylor's version. so he's like, so they're obviously so,
oh,
so
they're
close.
Really close, yeah.
But maybe, who knows, maybe Jake actually doesn't mind this, but I saw he put up on his stories of the day, so he was trying to free this guy from prison. I actually can't remember his name, which is terrible, but Kim had shared it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he got,
oh, yeah.
He got freed. But I saw he had turned off all of the replies to like his stories and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But his comments were all still there. And I'm just like, it's just a bit odd that he can't go onto Instagram without some sort of comment about it. I mean, he must regret that brief fling so damn much.
Like,
and you know, in the video as well where they have that scene where the friends are over, it's a bit specific. Like, that obviously happened. That exact
scene.
Yeah,
I'd say some of Jake's friends are a bit like,
I actually saw you drop her hand, Jake. Yeah, like
being like, oh god, I was there.
And clearly he was into indie music, which did not go down well with Taylor.
Yeah, and then she says something about him like having organic shoes and all this stuff. So god. Specific. But like, can I, she is a lyrical genius.
Yeah,
like it's the type of music you listen to when you're like on a train or something, you're out the window and you're like,
or if you're pissed off at someone, the I love the Shake It Off, Bad Blood. Like, I'm into all that. But, like, wouldn't you love if Jake was a singer and there was a diss track coming back?
Oh, my God.
And there
God,
was just, like,
yeah.
Jake's version instead of Taylor's version. Like, I want to hear it. Like, maybe it could be a rap. Maybe it could be a little bit of poetry.
Yeah. Who knows?
Like, oh, I just, yeah, I do feel for him. But at the same time, like, I'm a consumer. I'm, like, waiting for 1989 to come out.
Oh,
I'm like,
love it.
What's she going to say next? But I just, yeah, I think, just because I've seen the whole stan culture around Hailey and Selena, and I just feel like, Justin always comes out and he's like, leave my wife alone. Even though it's not him that's doing it. But like, I've seen other celebrities before when things happen, people being like, guys, you know, don't be sending hate there. Don't be attacking them. She's just like wiping her hands. She's like, you fucked me over 12 years ago. So
yeah, she's like, good luck.
You wouldn't want to wrong Taylor Swift.
No.
Like,
you would
good
not.
Luck to Joe. I hope they get married because that's a very long romance.
Yeah.
Like, if that goes down the tube, there'll be 75 albums coming out. Do you know? Like, God knows.
She'll be like 80 years old on
she's
stage.
Like, lyric. This is called Snow, not Joe. But yeah, I kind of like that their romance has been so private.
Private, yeah. No,
like
I think
they could
she...
be broken up and we wouldn't even know about it.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
She seems to spend a good bit of time in Ireland.
Yeah, when they stayed in Glen Castle. That just reminds me of Dominic West.
Oh, Dominic West.
That's a whole other podcast.
Was that last year?
I think that was last year.
That
was
such a funny scandal. Like, that was just the wildest thing.
Well, it, yeah.
Not funny for his family, but funny for us. This is what I mean. It's hard when you're a consumer of pop culture like this. It's like, oh my God, that song is gas. Or, oh my God, I can't believe Dominic West was running around Rome with your one. But then you're like, oh yeah, actually, sorry, they're real people. Like, they're
real
not characters
who have
in a
like
movie.
Real families.
Like, and, real families at home. There's no red scarves on his Instagram. But what wasn't Taylor apparently here recently as well, though? Sometimes I see things on Twitter where people think she's like an artist.
Oh yeah, so Joe was obviously filming Conversations with Friends up in Belfast. And
oh,
she,
God.
I think she was here like twice or something.
I guarantee you she's hung out with Sally Rooney. Like, they seem like
definitely.
Two people who would get on.
I cannot wait for that. I actually started reading that book. Was I away?
The new one.
Yeah. Conversation with Friends.
Good? Oh, no, they're a brand new one, though. You know, like Wonderful World.
Oh, no, I haven't
world.
Read that. No, I was reading. Because Conversations with Friends is actually her first novel.
Oh, okay.
But Normal
Dying
People, like,
that.
Obviously was made into a TV series before.
I'd love if maybe John Mayer came out with a song and called it, like, Country Girl or something. Or, like, I just want someone to diss her back.
But he could have a song about Taylor. We don't know.
I mean, we'd probably, the Taylor
Swift
fans.
Well, we went to John Mayer's concert, remember?
I know, I don't remember there being a Taylor song in there.
No.
Is that, I mean, he.
We were too busy just like staring at him on stage.
I was like, I'm in love with him since I saw that. But this is like the Pete Davidson thing with John Mayer. I was like, why is everyone? And then I was like, yeah, I'm in love with him. Grant. That's it. He's another Pete Davidson type, isn't he? He's been with so many. Like Jennifer Aniston, Jessica Simpson, Katy Perry. Do you remember they made music video together?
I forgot that. So,
when you make a music video together with your beau, it's going to end badly. Have you ever, can you think of any couple who've made a like Katy Price and Peter Andre as well? Oh God. They did a whole new world.
Well, Britney Spears and Sam Asghari.
Yeah, but not singing together.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, sorry, before we go, we obviously have to mention the Free Britney movement. Oh my God, because since we've been off the podcast, she's literally been freed from her conservatorship.
Amazing.
So crazy. So it's mad to see her like on Instagram being like, I want to thank the Free Britney movement. Because for such a long time, she literally was saying nothing.
Nothing.
Like this whole Free Britney thing was happening. She never commented on it. And now she's like, thank you so much. It's changed my life. She got her car keys back. Like when you get into the details of the things she was restricted from doing, it's so messed up.
It's crazy.
Like it was so crazy.
I'm so excited to see like what she's actually going to do now.
I know. Do you think she's going to bring out music and come back?
I don't know. I actually don't know. Like a part of me is kind of like, oh, like don't.
Leave
just
her,
like live
her,
your
live
life.
Her
but
life.
Then obviously like I'd love an Al work bitch tune.
Do you know? Yeah, I know.
So
I do think she enjoys work. Like she never at any point said she loves forced dancing. To work or anything. She was more like I had to work and I wasn't like keep my money. I don't think she's ever been like, I didn't want to work. Like I do think to be fair to her, she liked working the last couple of years. But yeah, I don't know what to make of Sam Asghari. Like I hope he's the real deal. I mean, he has been through thick and thin. So I would like to think that he's genuinely in love with her. And
I think
a
lot
married.
Of people are forgetting though that he's 27. Like
he's a baby.
He's young.
Yeah.
So I say that because I'm 27. I'm like, he's really young.
You're like, barely 18. I'm like, what?
So, yeah, like 27 is so the young. New 21.
No, I'm excited to see what she does. Now, there's talks, obviously, of this big Oprah conversation. Is that 100%?
Which we need.
Is that 100% that. Happening?
I don't know if it's 100% happening, but I feel like if she's mentioning it, why would she just randomly make that up?
Now, if she does not ask Britney, were you silent or silenced? I will lose my shit.
Oh my God, I will like flip this
like,
table.
Like flip the table. I saw that when she Oprah put up something on Instagram of her and Adele for their sit down chat and Andy from Bravo to literally wrote
Andy
was
Cohen.
She sorry, Andy Cohen. He was like, was she silent or silence? Like it's like the thing. Surely with
it's so
Britney,
iconic.
That is an opening question.
Oh, she has to.
Because everyone wants to know. Like I'm dying
or
for
like maybe
interview.
The intro theme will be like some sort of remix. It'll be like, was she
silence
or silence?
Or maybe that's gonna be her new song
Silenced.
Yeah,
and Meghan Markle's just in the background like,
yeah, being like
and Harry's like
oh my God, I'd actually love that.
Sorry, can we talk about Meghan Markle being on Ellen the other day?
So bizarre.
And like she did that, I'm so surprised by that.
Are
that
you
she did that
Why?
Prank thing. I don't know,
have you seen her in suits? Have you watched
yeah.
Suits?
No, like, I'm just surprised that she is...
You're like, I'm surprised she can
no,
act.
Like, I'm not surprised that she can act. I obviously knew she could
so
act.
So surprised she's talented.
But, like, I'm surprised that she did that. Like, you know, wanted to do a whole funny segment
I think
thing.
She
so
wants...
I feel like she's trying to be all, like, I'm just about charity work.
I'm just about charity work. No, I think those she want... I think her and Harry want to be celebrities, though. That's what I've thought this whole time. And that's why he did James Corden... That's why they did Oprah. So like doing Ellen, I thought it was a bit of a controversial move to do Ellen though, given that literally she's so many bullying claims against her.
I know.
And like she, everyone in the industry is saying she was told to end the show.
They probably bonded over the bullying claims
the bullying
against
claim.
Both
She's
of them.
Like, I was going to be bullied too.
Like so, you were, oh, me
Because
too.
Remember her friend, Jessica
Mulroney.
She kind of hasn't seen her since that whole drama. I remember she was accused of being racist and bullying a girl.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a bit strange that she said yes to Ellen. It's Ellen's last series. She's not really going out on a high note. Like, it's quite a negative thing. So that was a bit weird. But no, I do think Harry and Meghan just want to be liked. Now, it's interesting that she had to apologize to the court for accidentally misleading them. Now, this is a bit strange.
That whole court case has been an absolute mess from the get-go.
I think the Daily Mail group might win it, though, because in the... So remember I told you I have the book, and when I read their biography, it is so, so clearly been influenced by them, because there's moments in it that there is no way you'd know about. It's like Harry and Meghan in their bedroom at 4 p.m. said, you're like, like, unless you're spying on them, they've told you that this conversation happened. And they're always really like... Poor me. It's like, and then Meghan was so upset, or it's all that kind of thing. So I obviously was 100% that they were a part of it. But she literally said under oath in court. report that they had nothing to do with the biography.
Yeah.
And then she also is suing the Mail because the letter she sent her dad, she said it was only ever meant for private use. Anyway, since then, their former head of PR has come out. All their emails have been released. And she's like emailing him going, I know this letter is probably going to get released. So I'm going to use the word daddy just to make people a little bit more... What'd she say? It would like sit better with people if I use the word daddy.
No, I think she was questioning more, whether she should use it.
But then she was like, I think I will, because I think that would look better. Like, she was like, it's so lucky this is going to be shared. So that's
one reason. She was like, I'm going to be careful about my word choice.
Yeah.
With the likelihood that this could be.
But like if I say daddy, domain, people will know that I was sympathetic and that I tried. Yeah. So that was a bit strange. And then the other part was, there's a full email of her telling the head of PR what to tell Omid Scobie, what stories to go with, blah, blah, blah. And then she basically said that she forgot that she instructed him to do that. Bit strange you'd forget, it's isn't bad. It? Bit strange you'd forget. And also it's because bad. She was in suits, I'm like, Rachel Zane, you know what you did. Like, you know you have a legal, like, I'm sure she picked up, she was a paralegal in that series for 6 years. I'm sure she knows.
She picked up some tips.
And in that show, ironically, she's so against lying. She, like, have you seen the whole series?
I haven't seen the full thing. I've seen a good few seasons.
We know the whole thing is about the fact that Mike, the central character, didn't go to Harvard.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's always like, it's like he killed her whole family. She's like, you were dishonest. And now she's like, oh, sorry for lying to the court. You're like, wow. Did you not learn anything from Suits?
Yeah.
But no, that'll be interesting. I'd say that whole... So basically, she had won an earlier part of the case and they thought the whole thing was going to get struck out. Yeah.
But then they appealed.
Now they've appealed. So she could be dragged into court, as could her father. Imagine, like, Prince Charles. Is he going to be... Like, what's... Like, anyone could be called at this point.
Anyone.
But I also thought was interesting too, which just happened this week, was that the royal family came out and hit out at that BBC documentary, which is basically suggesting that William and Harry are at war with each other and blah, blah, blah. And at first I thought, oh, that's really good. They're defending everyone. But they're obviously very clearly trying to make out that Harry and Meghan have given false information. Because the
Meghan's lawyer is in the documentary.
As is Owen Scobie, the guy who wrote the book and is a close confidant.
He's in bloody
of Meghan. So it's interesting to see them come out. Like, when you think about the fallout from Oprah, I thought they were going to take down the entire monarchy.
Yeah.
Like, I actually thought by the end of this year, and like, look at the Queen, like, she's obviously not well at the moment, but like, I literally was like, what's going to happen by the end of this year? Are people going to be just done with the royals? And it seems like with that documentary, they're still trying to be like, these people are bad people.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think if that trial properly goes ahead,
think the things that are going to come out.
Yeah.
Like, if she was crazy enough to put that stuff in an email, like, you and I wouldn't even, we're no one. We would never be like, hey, will you lie on the stand tomorrow? I'd send you a voice note.
Yeah, and be like, delete that.
Delete this voice note. Like, I'd send a carrier pigeon first. Like,
yeah.
But the fact that that's over, like, I don't know, megan@gmail.com. It probably is actually meganmarkle@gmail.com. Well, you can't have talked about this before. It's so weird. We have a few celebrities' emails. It's literally their name
at gmail
or at outlook.com. I'd love to say.
So if you want to get in touch with your idol, maybe just try their name and then at gmail.com,
you'll basically get it. But yeah, we're coming to an end now. So any last thoughts?
Kim and Pete, yeah. I think it is going to end, but I think we should enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gas. Like, I just love it.
Sorry, do you know who will actually sing or rap about this? Kanye.
Oh,
there'll be some line about the comedian that she got with her. He'd be like, she was still in my bed. I mean, she was like, it will definitely be like, that didn't happen. Like, I'm still with her. She's still married to me. It's so weird.
I'm looking forward to the jokes on SNL about it. It's
going to be funny. Are you going to purchase a red scarf this Christmas? Another important question. I feel slightly influenced to get a red scarf.
I kind of want one.
Even though I'm like, giving out about it.
Oh, like, I've had that album on repeat, though. I know we're kind of like, I don't know if she... But, like, it's
brilliant. You're like, I love it.
It's so good.
It also struck me, too, of how little I'm interested in her new music, though, because I don't really like her last two albums. I thought they were the same album, first of all. And I just loved the earlier work of hers. So I think it's clever that she's coming out with them again. Like, I couldn't care less about that song, Cardigan. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, from Folklore.
Yeah, no interest. Folklore is crap. Sorry, hate it.
But like, I suppose it's all lyrics that she wrote when she was like in her early 20s. Like, they're powerful years when you're in relationships, hormonal. You know? Yeah, so hormonal.
And now she's like, happy with Joe. She's like, my cardigan.
Yeah.
My cardigan. There's
no, like, back then, it was like, I knew you were in trouble when you walked
in. And I loved when she switched. Remember we went to her gig in...
Oh my God, that was so
the
good.
Reputation tour.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
She was brilliant.
I love... And she had the giant snakes. Do you remember? Yeah. The snakes are the size so of like good. The Empire State Building.
That was that year where like... Everyone randomly got a free ticket to. Cause remember they were like, we were brought away. By
oh, yeah. Wasn't sold out. Like,
no, it wasn't.
Absolutely not.
No,
but that was actually really good. Two nights. And I really like that album. I mean, I'd love for it to come back with another like banger album after all this. But I think she's probably gonna re-release things for a good while.
Yeah, she's busy. Like,
before she does it, she's a bit busy. Like,
she's got a few albums
rewriting lyrics about guys from years ago. But yeah, we will leave it there. And just again to say that. This season of the Gosscast is sponsored by Irish owned CBD company Greenheart CBD. And don't forget, you can log on to greenheartcbd.ie right now to shop their entire range. And another reminder, they have a Black Friday sale on right now with 50% off their products. Woo! For more information about CBD oils and the projects in which Greenheart CBD are working on, there's some amazing projects there. You can visit their websites. That's greenheartcbd.ie. And we will chat to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.